You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we got to talk about what Victor Newman is going to do to Jordan Howard now that he's got her in his clutches. It seems like it's a horrific plan that may be absolute torment for this maniacal woman. But before we dig into what he's going to do, please reach down and click subscribe. This time around, Victor Newman is taking no chances with evil, rotten Jordan. To be fair, he's watching her evade police, break out of a jail after burning it down, killing several, I think, other prisoners, guards, and she's willing to bribe, lie, murder, dress up like a man with a beard and a hat to keep her twisted agenda going on The Young and the Restless. So what's interesting this week is Victor sneaks up on Jordan in the alley where she went to meet Nikki Newman. But then Victor got the drop on her and he chloroformed her, but he did not reveal his presence to Nikki, and now he is lying to the Newmans and the Abbotts. He's lying to everybody about what happened that night. Victor is telling this story about Jordan running off to get away from him and his security team, and he said she fell off a bridge while fleeing, and she either died instantly on impact or was drowned in the current. Nikki wants to make sure the authorities dredge the river, but of course, that's not going to do any good because that is not what happened to Jordan. And Victor repeats that same story to Jack Abbott. Jack repeats it to the rest of the Abbotts and Nick Newman and Phyllis Summers when they stop by to check on rescued Harrison Abbott. So the only wrinkle right now is that they still don't know where Claire Grace Howard Newman is. The last time we saw Claire, she was in her pretty party dress sitting on Harrison's bed. She was ready to read him a goodnight story, but then crazy Aunt Jordan snuck up on her and chloroformed her. There's a whole bunch of chloroforming going on, and we have to presume she either physically subdued Harrison or she chloroformed that poor little 7-year-old boy too. So in the scenes with Jordan at that shady Red Door Motel, remember, we never once saw Claire. We only saw Harrison with Jordan telling him lies about how his family didn't want him anymore. And of course, even after he was rescued, Summer Newman kept slinging accusations that Claire was conspiring with Jordan because Claire wasn't found with Jordan and she wasn't part of this tale that Victor is telling everyone. But on upcoming episodes of Young and the Restless, Harrison clears that up right away. He tells the other Abbotts that Claire is in danger from Jordan and that they need to find her and help her. And honestly, it seems like the question of where is Claire and what happened to her is the only reason Jordan Howard is still alive right now. Victor went down to the basement wine cellar on that recent episode, looked at some nice bottles of wine to have with dinner. He shouldn't be having them since his wife's an alcoholic. But instead of choosing some Cabernet, he decided to taunt his prisoner instead. And that's when we saw that Victor had brought Jordan home with him. He dragged her down to the basement and locked her in a prison cell that he has there for some reason. What's even scarier is I think that cell might have been there for a while because he mentioned he had had it soundproofed years ago. So did he just have a dungeon, a prison cell for no reason? And so that was when Jordan, you know, she was yelling for someone to come help her, get her out. And he told her it was soundproof. So I don't know what Victor was doing with a dungeon cell in his basement that has been soundproof, but it's definitely scary. And Jordan should be scared right about now. As this most recent episode ended, we saw Victor demanding to know where is his granddaughter, Claire. So I'm guessing Jordan is going to try and bargain for her freedom if she tells him where he can find Claire Grace. But on that same episode, Claire was able to make a garbled phone call to her mother Victoria Newman. So maybe there's some way that somebody, the security team or Phyllis and her hacking skills, can trace the call back to Claire's location and save her without any help from Jordan. I mean, if the Newmans and Abbotts can find Claire without Jordan's help, then that woman is probably toast. And then the big question becomes, what exactly does Victor have planned for her? He's been calling her that Jordan woman. And then on that recent episode, he upgraded to calling her that Jordan broad. He just, we know his opinion of her is very low. He doesn't seem to care if she lives or dies. And remember, he was mad that Nikki called 911 after Jordan swallowed that poison. I feel like Jordan's only chance to get away is if she can cut some kind of deal with Victor. But she'd have to do that before someone else finds Claire, or else she's got no leverage at all to bargain with. And, you know, Victor could leave her down there indefinitely, or he could just murder her in cold blood. I mean, he's ruthless. He's been a very nice version of himself in recent months, even recent years, but we all know what Victor can get up to. So the Newmans are going to have to be careful, or Victor's going to have to be careful about who he lets have access to the wine cellar, though, because someone going in there to grab a bottle of Chianti would be absolutely horrified to find a woman in a cage in their basement. So what do you think? Will Victor outright kill Jordan, or maybe he could offer her some poison if she wants to try again to kill herself? Then again, Victor could do something really twisted and just leave her down there for a long, long time. He could keep her as a secret captive, drop off a few sandwiches and bottles of water a week, leave her a bucket to do her business, and let her remain a miserable prisoner until she begs him to end her life. I don't think there is any compassion in Victor for Jordan Howard, and who can blame him? After what Jordan did to his family, based on crazy stuff from her sister, who was equally as nutty, I mean, clearly Jordan's got to go. She deserves to be pushing up daisies, but will she get the sweet release of death, or will Victor keep her around to torment and punish her? I mean, we'll have to wait and see. So definitely drop your comments on what you'd like to see Victor do with Jordan Howard. Do you want to see her in prison? If so, do you think, is there a prison that can hold her, you know? Or would you prefer to see her dead, pushing up daisies, confirmed dead, definitely dead, not soap dead, really and truly dead? Or do you think she should be stuck in that basement cage for the rest of her life? I mean, they could leave her in the cage and once a year we could get a glimpse of her or a mention of her. I do love Colleen Zink and I think she's a great villain, but I also think they have dragged as much out of this storyline as they can, and it does need to end because it's just been going on for too long. So we'll see. Let me know what you think. What would you like to see Jordan's fate be? Be sure to subscribe and come back soon. We're here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.